Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy. Hey, welcome ones and ones.
Yeah!
What another episode of Unscripted.
I got to read this in the meantime.
Sometimes I wish the viewers could see some of the things that happen.
No.
Off camera. No?
No.
Boy.
No.
Yo.
I don't wish it.
They would have a time.
I don't wish it from a word.
Yeah, for real. That's what I say.
Yeah.
It could be a form of punishment.
Oh, God, man.
Well, across from me, international record dancer, superstar, Craigie T.O.K.
Blessings.
And to my right, the well-learned, the illustrious, Saint Aloysius.
Come back with this.
Laurence Olivier.
Yeah, you
come back with this.
My brother Olivier.
Yeah, go on, buddy.
Chuck. The great Randy Campbell.
I are the one.
And everybody else. Three are the four.
Killer are the three.
And I am Coffee, aka.
The girl named Cersei.
What he said.
Yeah.
How's everybody been? How the family? Everybody good?
Good man. Things bright and beautiful.
Now make a plan for your own way.
Yeah, man. Premise?
Yeah, man. But don't worry yourself.
Premise?
As you have done in the past, man. Where I go, you have a tendency to try one and go to. So.
This sound personal. I'm not even know what she named in this case.
You don't remember though. So.
Yes, it's. I tend to forget a lot of
Fosca Woods, man.
Selective amnesia, man.
Fosca Woods, yeah. Ah, yeah, remember,
from over Miss Jackie, nearby right there, so.
Stop, man. Let's stop.
Another one, man.
No, bro. No.
Right. I never know your matter, but if we begin with, we just try it.
Do we ever know where Rodney at, bro?
Rodney don't know where Rodney at, bro.
Exactly.
Nine out of ten of the times.
I'm not here.
No?
No, right? No,
Who's here today?
My alter,
Olivier.
My alter ego.
Today we have Olivier.
Yeah. Yes,
Hey, yo. Yeah. Hey, yo. Mm. Oh, boy. Nothing interesting happened in my week. Not interesting in my week.
My week, as I can recall. I'm sure interesting things happen.
You might not remember it.
Not now.
Something funny about the car wash, I'm not going to talk about it. I'll leave that alone. No, the man has studied, you know. What going? You have an exam?
The gardener bust my car glass with the walker.
A stone fly on
him. Oh, that's interesting.
Hold on, if you're a gardener, can afford to replace your windscreen, you need to start cut female.
Why? Me can afford to replace it too.
No, you can
replace it. Me can afford to replace it more.
But the gardener who go around replacing windshields, he does.
So
it's a hobby. You might cut your yard for a hobby.
These are the foundation for our episode. Because my name nearly I show them money right now. And man, I say, the way my estate be. The walker, the gardener. Yeah. The gardener drive the lawnmower around the estate. And a stone fire and broke one of the car glass then.
Yeah.
And the gardener is so well paid that he can easily afford
special to
replace a European vehicle car glass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Paying gardener well. I mean, obviously, if you have to keep that.
I get a feeling that gardener works exclusively. As a landscaping engineer,
that's what he is.
Yeah, I don't think
he's a landscaping engineer,
and he can't do much more. My father's work for years.
So my apologies. You're not Craig's gardener,
right?
Landscaping engineer.
Engineer. Correct. Big up yourself, sir. Well qualified. Yeah, help you.
Yeah, man. If you can find any parts in my car, please. Just put them in the box.
Man, dig up the grass on my yard myself, because that's serious.
Yeah, we can't afford this life, bro.
Estate. But I'm not about to maintain the estate on me. But that's good. We need a tour
or some shit.
Right? Yeah, that's it. We need to go up on that. Yo, we never go on tour again, for real still. I mean, I rather do that, like carry bag and brush off shoes and.
Bro, it's years, years. Not even airport, the man in the allowed to carry them. That me, I tell you.
Cause so, you know what's funny? There was a time when I was supposed to be taking care of it.
Yeah.
There was a time, you know. I don't remember what happened. Something to break down. Me, they probably go somewhere. Them go somewhere.
No, you're just worthless at the time.
No, at the time I was really productive.
You know.
Especially at that time, I was really productive.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, I'm more chill.
Sorry, so.
Oh, yeah, big up your gardener.
Landscaping.
Sorry, you're a landscaping engineer.
Come on, big up for you.
This week, we're going to talk about dyslexic. It's not dyslexic, it's ADHD, sir. Get it right. This week, we're going to talk about
money.
Money, actually. Yeah. And working for money versus working for freedom or your passion or. Autonomy to have some level of control and freedom, control over your life.
Yeah, how much control is control though?
Really? I mean, I think everybody have a different degree that they require. I think that's what it boils down to in most cases. Like myself, having been in a 9-to-5 space for so long, and at the same time, when I still get up and go do entertainment work, media stuff, you know what I mean? Just but because that's what I was passionate about. So one was paying the bills, but the other was taking care of my passion, my desires. You see me? That's what I was chasing, that's what I wanted. But the 9-to-5 would have funded it, basically. So having sat on both sides of the fence, if I had to choose, which I have made a choice, I much prefer to work for my own freedom. You know what I mean? It kind of, I hate to say it like this, but they kind of give credence to Kanye's like a statement to him. They say, "Yo, freedom was a slavery in this generation is a choice." But a lot of people are slaves to them 9-to-5. If you think about it.
No, I've always had this very warped way of looking at what we talk about. The passion.
Mm.
I honestly don't feel that people who truly pursue their passion can get wealthy out of doing it. your passion is supposed to be so intravenous, so literally your DNA, that completing it, doing it and being involved in it, money and its pursuit elude you.
It don't become secondary.
Yeah. It's not that you don't make money, you know, but as I say, the kind of wealth that you'd make if you're truly passionate. That's why creatives especially, them pursuing them passion. And not until them get some out of this world project. And if you think about it, the money that them going get compared to the money the project generally makes. I don't think a doctor who is truly passionate about medicine. Half of them patient, them MC for free.
I mean,
I'm just saying, because he cannot.
So like a stretch to me.
No, he can't put money at the front of what he's doing.
Unless it's a gynecologist.
Well, bro, I've been a gynecologist, I still broke. So I don't know.
You never put that. You never put that at the front.
You
should have put it at the front.
Yeah. The gynecology, should have, you're right.
I can't think of a doctor that is so passionate about medicine. Come and get what you're saying. I can't think of a doctor that's so passionate about medicine that them just decide to hear what on Tuesdays and Thursdays, everybody come to my office and I'll see you for free. That now exists. So
you don't believe that a doctor who is truly passionate gives service within his regular work week, that him commit a day to go into communities, especially if he's a rural doctor.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, that's what I'd love to see. And that's what more and qualify your statement, because what you were saying is that, yo, if you're truly passionate about something, you will forego the money in something.
Being very good, being excellent at doing something,
that don't, mean
don't equate it to your passion for it, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
I can think of a few things that I'm really good at, but I'm not passionate about.
Yeah. In order to properly follow your passion or properly fulfill the desire of going after your passion for the duration of your life, you must be able to fund the expenses that come with it in some way. Mm-hmm. So there is no such thing as completely free. There's no such thing as, even if there must be a set amount that you have to do in order to make things work so that you can continue doing the rest, or not.
Yeah. Or the flip side, in the pursuit of your passion, there was a time that in the pursuit of Teoke's love and passion for music, when somebody said to you, come perform a stadium, but it's X amount, the opportunity and the passion make you forego sitting down at that stage of life, you know, and saying, no, you know, it have to be X or nothing else as time goes by.
Right.
But I suspect that even sometimes when people come to you with the world, there have been times you turn it down because at that time,
there's no passion.
There's no passion.
Correct.
So passion and profit happen to walk together, but they're not twins.
Fair. That's fair. I mean, it's balance is very important. You know? I mean, that is one of the things that I kind of live by. There must be balance in all things. So I do believe in phases. I do believe, especially in the creative process, there is a time when you will always need to recharge, you know, and take a downtime, recharge.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time, of course, you know, for creatives and for performers and stuff, the income is less. So you have to know now how you deal with things when the income is more in order to offset these instances where it is less. And that is, it's just what you have to do. And you kind of have to set it up like that so it happens automatically without you having to think too much about it.
This is why sometimes we say there's a lifespan to certain things.
To everything.
So,
everything.
I don't know that, like basketball players, they have the passion. Some people have the passion for it, but you know already that you're not going to be playing at the top level.
Your knees won't
at certain age. So,
no.
You only have that,
you know,
that playing passion. Maybe you become a coach, or maybe you're done with it. You now have to pursue something else. So the truth is, passion have a lifespan, don't it?
I mean, you won't lose the passion for it. You won't lose the passion for it. However, you might have
to. You lose the way to practice the passion.
Right. You might have to draft your controller and play the Xbox after a while because your knees just won't allow you.
These conversations are very challenging for me.
But that's why I especially wanted to have this conversation with you present. Seeing that you are currently, you have been in this position all your life.
All your life.
You never really worked for money, and you work for your passion. You were chasing your dream. You were chasing freedom.
But it has nothing to do with the balance in my bank account. It's just me. It's just that I've always been that way. I've always, like, a little bit of accounting in my brain and say, okay, so I need this for this period.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens. You know, and I give thanks for that, but I don't know that it is any special gift awarded to me. I honestly believe that it can be achieved by anybody.
Most people.
I remember one time there was a young lady that I was involved with, and she involved with, and
into, I guess. And she had a passion that she wanted to follow. She was an attorney. Mm-hmm. She had a passion that she wanted to follow. And so just do it. And she said, I can't just stop practicing and just do it. And I said, why not? What I didn't tell her is that don't expect it to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect it not to be a psychologically taxing undergoing. It is going to be that.
Physically,
of course. Yeah. Financially, everything.
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 Yeah. You know, but I did not prepare for that. And I should have, in hindsight. You know, because it was a very difficult journey for her until she gave up. And she's very good. As far as I don't know if she still is, but she was very good.
Isn't this at the strange, time. Though?
But that's what we did. That's what the group did. That's what TOK did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we decided that this is the direction we want to go. And it have to work.
There's no plan B.
When I hear the toy a while ago, Santa agree that in order to pursue the passion, I have to make sure to tell you, say, look here, it not go easy. Money-wise, otherwise, this-wise. It reminds me of the people who say, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. Must be the dumbest bitches that ever walked earth. Because if you do what you love, it's the hardest work that in history.
It is, but you don't feel like work. And I tell you what, you want
to see. But it depends what you want, though.
So I say, see, the stuff that you're truly passionate about, you won't see it as work. You will see it as building blocks. You will see it as baby steps. You will see it as the growth process. Whichever way you want, look at it. But for you, of course, with taxing, you're going to need money to survive. You're going to need to pay your bills. And that will put a little stress on you, a lot of stress on you.
Mm-hmm.
There will be times where you feel like you want to give up, like everything will go against you and you will never accomplish what you want to accomplish. You will never get to that goal that you set for yourself. And you feel like you want to quit mentally, that taxing.
So most people do what you do.
Family will cut you off because they might say, this man has chased some,
have a 9-to-5 weird dream. And then pursue your passion.
Yeah, but at what
because,
cost?
Because you always need something.
At what cost? Because
it tells me that you're not... Fully, as I said in the beginning, to be fully committed to the passion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about being passionate about something. To be fully committed to the passion.
Mm-hmm.
So the 9-to-5 don't exist.
I mean, for some people, I'm sure that's the
case. So when you see Craig get up and say, you want to pursue this career, me and them brethren, and they're not doing nothing but that.
Mm-hmm. They can afford to.
No. Afford to when? Afford to at some point. Them not start off with the idea that,
we have
3 years. May I
explain something?
Can try and make this.
May I explain something?
We don't know about that something. When you have 5 year money, just put up for say whatever.
They could have afforded to do that because I'm pretty sure none of them never had no children at the time. They never had no dependents.
No.
Exactly.
I
was first.
Afford is a strong word to use.
They can afford. I'm telling you, they could afford to do it because all of them take care of themselves. You see, if I was in a position where I'm only there to feed myself, I'd have been fine. But I'm a first child from 20 years old. So from 20 years old, I know so I have another person to take care of. So regardless of how I feel and how I'm passionate about, so, I still make sure someone can pay bills and feed this person.
Fuck up question. If that youth don't eat for a day or two, am I gonna eat?
No.
Okay. So why can't I just eat whenever you eat?
Part of the struggle.
That's the right word, because unfortunately,
struggle.
We don't wear diapers, so we are gonna try to buy diapers.
You can't wash nappy. Man. Then you know, watch Bumble Club. Not me, watch Snappy.
Not
my lifetime. Watch Snappy in my lifetime. You can't
time,
watch Snappy.
It's the time when you think, well, I watch Snappy.
Yeah.
You could run like Uber and make a money and buy two diapers.
You need so a car. You need a car.
It's a sacrifice.
You need a car.
You can run Uber from your phone. Okay, you know, sometimes you can do like a work from home job.
Oh, that's why you never do that.
But you see where you're going. You're going to want elevated.
No, but we're not a nappy time.
No. Uber in the meantime.
Yeah, you trade one thing. You trade money for time.
What an elevated state of being.
That's what you must say. It's the time because she must have fucking wash nappy. What go wash nappy?
The person who fucking want to make it. That's who.
Yeah, but that. Because I want to make it, you know what I buy a diaper. So I'm going to have to spend the time on this. It's one or the other, you know, it's always a trade-off. You always trade time for money, no matter where you
do. Fair.
That's all it is. Fair. So, I mean, what happened was, we sacrificed sleep at them time. The brother sometimes I operate on 2 hours sleep, fair. 1 hour sleep them time. Then.
Fair.
That did wicked, but I mean it to myself because me did that chase. And passion.
Fair.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I understand that I have responsibilities I have to pay for. But I also a chase a passion.
And I said so to you, if you did not have time. If you did not have a son to take care of,
dad.
That a child to take care of at 20, once you are pursuing the passion, very few things would have been different. You'd have lost sleep. So the truth is, none of these existential things that happened to come in and be factored now into how much more difficult it was. If you remove all of them, it wasn't suddenly going to be so smooth sailing.
It takes, I believe.
Passion is hard work.
The question, or the topic, I should say, is working for money or. But it's really versus both.
Versus working for your passion.
Versus working for your passion. It's both, you know. You need both. There are people made that can go for it at all costs. And there are people that it's better if you have somebody else making it for you.
You know, I like to look at life.
You know?
I like to compare.
It's not everybody can do it.
To that of the animals. And yeah. It's like, if you look at how ants or bees are set up in colony, you have some go out and then go scout, you have some go out, go hunt, you have some go out and then watch, protect. Everybody have a role.
Mm-hmm.
We need all worker bees or all worker ants.
Yeah, it's almost.
But they're a serious army in how them function.
I mean, they're more efficient.
Them don't function in tens.
I understand. Or
and you can't 20s. Teach these things. You can't teach a worker
ants to be right. And I think that's what we're trying to do in a lot.
Which is why the Chinese and them.
I mean, have
a different philosophy, because them understand, so guess what? We always try to individually achieve.
Right.
That by itself is a recipe for struggle. It's a recipe for long journeys. Because we believe, so guess what now?
Is a recipe for consistent failure.
Good. But yet, when a man have enough money and I will build a house, he have a tendency not to try and build this house all by himself, don't he?
No, you hire a team.
Because no him understand in order for the house build.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it takes. How come when we are pursue passion, we don't work out their philosophy?
So, I mean, all right, so.
Feel it, a part of the process.
So this is what I want. This is the next part that make these conversations particularly challenging for me. Because I don't believe in freedom. I think it's an illusion. I think it's a myth. I think it's an impossibility. I think that without the only way to achieve this utopian concept of freedom is with strict restrictions. And by their very nature, it is preventing your freedom, because in order to do this, you know and you understand that you have to do this. So if you have to do that, then are you really free?
Like you,
so
cannot
be.
Yeah. The rules established by your society, the society that you live in.
All the rules.
Are your personal.
Let's say, for instance, you say you are free to, I don't know, be a swimsuit model. You're not gonna be eating macaroons every day.
But
you cannot. You will see it and want it.
But if you really want the passion,
you cannot.
If you really want this thing that you're going for.
And if you decide you're going to, then the work that you have to do to offset that is X cubed.
Right? And you know the worst part? You don't plan to be a swimsuit model for 3 or 6 months.
You want to make
you want all that
for
10 years.
You want to do it as long
you
as
know,
possible.
10 so, years, you can't eat too much.
So, like okay.
Anybody see Vera one with it?
No.
Jesus,
you know what? So, watch. My yard, for instance, thing. And the same garden and thing, whatever.
Yeah.
I couldn't have that yard if I never have walls around. You know? I need the walls, I need the boundaries. And I'm free to do whatever I want to
within
those boundaries because it's
here.
My yard.
Mm-hmm.
But in the absence of those boundaries, then my freedom now start buck up in my neighbor freedom because I'm free too.
Mm-hmm.
So when everybody free, what?
Free within bounds. Look at what you're saying.
It's the only possible
so
way.
You're not really free.
So you cannot be.
And you know, and you have obligations that come. With things in life.
I experience a fair amount of freedom. I believe that I am in the known sense of the world, I believe that I am fairly free.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptionally free.
For the most part.
For the most part. But that is because of the restrictions that I place on myself in order to experience and enjoy this type of freedom.
Fair.
It's because I don't do X and I don't do Y and I don't do
what?
So that is why I can do A, B, C, D too.
I know you're leading us to another part of the conversation because having spoken about your freedom, how many people can afford? Because I like to consider freedom like a luxury, which is why I'm like compare it to slavery from back in the days when I say, yo, a lot of us leaders are trying to buy what freedom is.
You can't afford anything, man.
That's why
you're willing for
you, why freedom is a luxury.
Give up for your food.
Yeah. Only a few can afford it.
See, why I can't, me lost.
It's not
can't have anything, you know.
Me understand it, you know, but me not really relate to it, you know.
Because you've
been a certain kind of way.
You've been free for so long.
You need some. We need some chop man to have that conversation. I don't got a chair with. If a chair free, who ever that?
But I don't necessarily know what he mean when him say I've been free for so long. So
yeah.
So this concept of freedom and. Me, then, being free for... What perception is it that made me fall into the category of being free for so long? So we can probably understand what you say or relate to what you say.
You know what chaps many, most of us, is the desire for more than we can manage. Is that really chap most of you?
So I guess that will kind of lead to Omega Tiberini. So
you think so?
You know,
I think so.
He's not wrong.
So. What also trap us is a fear of going for what you truly want. Which is an even bigger obstacle than reaching for what bigger than you, than to even think you can go for what you deserve.
It's always fear of failure.
It's not so much failure.
Sometimes I'm afraid to them afraid of winning too, you know.
You're afraid for win?
It's not just failure.
Yeah, people are afraid of it, of course.
Yes, man. What it could have mean if you get there? Because getting there means that maybe me have to start that ease off. No, maybe me have to start that distance into our for whatever reason.
Yeah, but
in order. To truly exist in that space.
I guess.
You understand?
And I guess this is where my little...
If you could get Bill Gates money and have no contact with your children, wife, nobody.
Or my kids.
For 3 years. But you end up with Bill Gates money. You go do that?
I'm going to communicate this to them before I tell them.
No. They just know, say, 3 years time, they will see you back and you have money. You all right with that?
How much money Bill Gates have again? What money Bill Gates have? Like what, $50 billion?
I promise you that the option.
If you believe that
you can't make it out for the 3 years if you agree to that option.
If you believe that Bill Gates money is what would make you free, you would never be free.
It's the worst thing. Because the more money you have, you know. is either the more you're going to give away or the more problems you're going to take on.
No, see, that's about it. I mean, I don't have that level of money for no.
And yet, you know what it means.
Just by being somewhere
to have money problems. Not money problems, in shortage of money.
Yeah?
You never have money and do some things that you have to sit down and say to yourself, brother, I should have never done that.
That dog have money and buy cheese. Why them say that?
Them always say that. No, but it's funny because like dog, like as if dog don't eat cheese.
It always weird.
See dog eat cheese. I'm just saying.
It would make sense. If them say dog have money and buy chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Now we're revamp the phrase. Dog have money and buy chocolate.
Then I will kill that bitch.
Wow.
No, chocolate skill.
Bitches.
Chocolate can kill dogs.
Right, and dogs are...
I'm just saying.
Well, bitches are dogs.
But in a real life though, I still try to figure out this freedom concept.
Right.
Because freedom
as
comes with, no matter how much we talk about freedom, freedom carry rights and it carry consequences.
Yes.
Freedom carry entitlement and it carry limits.
Yes.
So, What exactly is
what freedom
is
means
this
to you?
Greatness about freedom?
There is none.
It's an illusion. Freedom is freedom relative. And I can tell you for me, freedom mean if I get up today and for whatever reason I feel like work for the whole day.
So you're free for every today?
I can do that for I won't want to do it tomorrow because something inside of me is going to say, hey, you have these things with anybody yesterday. Take care of them now.
So sooner or later, your freedom
I don't have to do
is going to make it
but
eventually go to shit.
There's something inside of me that says, yo, do this because we know, so we have to maintain. Them look at something here. I.e. whatever assets you have, if you have your family. Well,
which
your
tells
home,
you
care,
make it that if you exercise your freedom, you end up losing. There's no incentive to exercise in this freedom.
It's not exercising your freedom, but as we say in every episode.
Leisure and pleasure is not freedom, you know.
Yeah, but as we say in every episode of this show. It's not about exercising your pleasure. Because what you're saying is it's not about exercising your freedom. Sorry, what you're saying is abusing your freedom. Because having freedom means you don't mean to your door work, it means you work when you want to work. You work at your own pace.
Yeah, but you still have to work.
Forever you work.
We have to do everything.
And I'm
we
saying.
We have to work, we have to cook, we have to shit, we have to clean.
So we have
we
no,
have to do
so you do not no, have no. freedom. What you no. have is choice. It's not freedom you have, it's choice.
Yeah, I'm going to choose when I do what I want to.
Good. So.
And that's what freedom means to me, but freedom for an next person.
Oh,
you know, freedom to
so
an
you're
next
saying
person
freedom to is choice.
That's
then.
What I'm saying. That's why
okay.
freedom is relative because
okay.
freedom to a next person is them get to choose which channel them get to watch on the TV. That's a freedom to them.
Right.
So freedom for you look different.
I don't know it look.
Freedom for you are just everyday life, dog. Like, yeah, you get up on the estate, you call to a butler them. Them carry some food.
Man, cut your shit.
No, I'm married now, so I'm no longer have the butler.
No, the butler carry food for him and the wife. Oh, yeah, that one.
Him the helper.
Oh.
And well, the landscaping engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him have a whole stuff.
Who incidentally does not wash his cars because somebody else do that.
Yeah, that's the hydration expert. We call that one
day.
We clean the house ourselves with our help.
Yeah, we believe
it. Yeah. Whatever, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're one of us.
I am the son of a father with limitless resources, limitless money, limitless assets. And I behave as such. I don't think that there is any thing that I want and I cannot achieve.
I hope people understand that for the same father. You know me, Mr. Thompson, you mean?
No. My father don't know that.
You mean?
Me, I try to tell him,
I just wanted to
start talking
to
about
clear.
It, of course.
Right, to be clear. So
yeah.
Everybody get the message and not feel like
it's a rich man.
No,
but
you're buying no money.
Yeah, it's a serious thing. And I have known that from my little youth. I look from one day
But my grandmother dropped me at school one day. I looked at her and said, why you do this every day? I said, what? He said, you keep complaining about money. And then you're wasting the money sending me to this place where I know what I'm going to do. We have the group already. We're good. Just left me, love me, never do a thing.
Well, my brother came and come to school for everything. I waste money, I pay school.
You're wasting your money. You're paying the school fee, you're paying the school fee thing, and then you turn around and you cost me about it. I never asked you for paying a school fee for me. No, I mean, I do.
I'm happy she persevered.
I mean, at this point, you can see the benefit.
How much box for mom? I get a box, man. But I didn't mean it.
That's fine. But I'm happy she persevered and still decided.
Exactly.
But you must go to school while you say you know where you want.
Right? So, all right. So, wait. You being in this exact situation that you're in right now, you don't think that is because you are a rounded individual. You're not only good at music, you're also able to sit and have an intelligent conversation.
Everything that has happened to carry me to where I am. And I give thanks and appreciate it all. You know? But I maybe I didn't need that the last couple of years of school. But after high school, me I talk about man. This is how you when we just start like last year I think say first year you were here.
Oh,
and I'm telling you, yeah. And then when I start the undergrad at UWE too, I just get a job at accounts at Dial Insurance at that time too.
So people, he looks young, you think he's just been around for a while.
And then he says things like Dial Insurance. Then he says,
Dial.
I've been around for
Craig Thompson, a big man.
Dial. Dial Insurance.
And a boy. So you see when you see him in the streets, address him as Miss. Ta Thompson.
Fuck wrong with you.
Dial.
So we used to work on Dial
Insurance.
Big up yourself.
It kind of give me an idea of accounts and how money works too. But there are two bridges that were there. And I think that they were better teachers for me than handling the accounts that I was handling. Because I used to see them every day. One worker accounts receivables and one worker accounts payables, and then used to reason every day. I'm alone, yo, when we're gonna do this, and like, I see them, hold them, I'm gonna say, yo, them you tell them fast talkers, you know? And I'm gonna say, yo, so these people understood from the get-go how to put themselves in situations that use other people's money to gain assets and then earn from the facilitation of the interaction of the two people, of the buyer and the seller. So they started off as paid middlemen, and then it just kept going.
I'm alone to a Craig Grau, like
1 minute.
You just described hustle mentality. Yeah. Which in it,
I didn't understand.
It's
at the same most for everyone.
I didn't understand it before that time. You know?
I did.
You know, me, I used to believe that work hard to achieve your freedom mentality, but it don't go so.
Mm-hmm.
You're free now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not everybody can understand it.
You're free now to a degree.
And even the ones that can understand it can execute it.
Which is why sometimes you see the middlemen. They are the execution specialists.
If you knew, he looked young too. But he's a big man too. We are four accomplished individuals.
And that's
in our own right.
And that's why we have the gravity and the experience to speak to things like these. And people for listen when we talk, because
You don't have to listen. You can fuck off. You don't have to listen.
Well,
they should. But I'm tell you.
That's true, you know.
It would benefit true. Them to listen because, again, this is us teaching Uno from our perspective. You know what I mean? This is our experience. We live this. We would have failed at it several times, several hundred times.
Oh, Jesus.
And we would have excelled at it several different times and still dash it when I start over again.
Bro, I take a serious amount of pride in the moments that I have not been great, you know. Because the moments that I have been great, natural to me. The moments that I have not been great, make me stop and say to myself, hold on, you know, all this work. And it causes you to understand that you can't take nothing for granted. You can't overrate greatness and you can't underrate failure. So you have to just realize, guess what? There is no such thing as a perfect journey on the sea.
It's just a journey.
There's no flat sea. So
with every up comes a down. Believe that.
I have the freedom to go sailing Sunday morning. But I also understand, sir, carelessly appreciating that freedom. Can I end up round at one path, round at one place.
My land of 80.
No, if it was there, it's fine. But
all the move on, sir.
And all was gone. In the end, there's a man, God rest him soul, one of the greatest musicians we'll see for a while. Me convinced that was the man. Rupert, me convinced. Say,
I can't look at him.
When we talk about, tell them, say we have bent them. You don't know. Freedom, me convinced. If I ask myself, who we ever see live as if it's just freedom never deal with? Is that man. Him do what him want or him want when him want. And it don't matter if nobody else not depend this. Him just do it. Do what him want.
Yeah.
Even if some of the things he was doing was carrying him down a road of detriment, him good. Him just a live. How him want to live? And brother, that to me is frightening because I think when you get to that point where you're so free, you become a danger to yourself because your own accountability become risky. Is you alone that talk to you, you know? Because there is no other voice. There's no...
No, you need
something. Yeah,
we already had that conversation. You need a sounding board.
Yeah.
I mean, so to the same extent. To the same extent, our audience, our viewers, are free. Scan the QR code on the wall.
On the wall,
right here.
Yeah. What? And it's book, a color.
And book is blue. It's blue and black.
It's blue and black.
It's like an aqua. It's pretty. Like an aqua color type thing.
Aqua. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. People is aqua.
Yeah, I book a session inside.
You can't just call the color so aqua. No, mm-hmm. Aqua.
You have to
you gotta make it into dynamic color.
Dynamic.
Aqua.
Mm-hmm. Don't go down that road.
Yeah. I'll leave you alone with that one, man. I'll leave you alone with that episode. This has been a wonderful discussion.
Olivier,
any parting words?
Be very careful how you buy into the long-time philosophies people give you. They work hard and you can achieve everything you want. Follow your passion and you never do what you love and you never work a day in your life. And you must work to get your independence. A lot of these things carry you in directions that you have to be very, very careful of. Because the moment you start to see the fruits of some of these pursuits, the sacrifice that come with it will make you lose enough of this freedom that you seek. So just,
what
them say, keep your eye open so that you hear everything.
The fruits of these pursuits.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'm going to use this opportunity to kind of beat myself a little bit still. Because I think that I am guilty of pushing my sons a little too hard, I have very, very high standards and I'm very strict with them for the most part. And there are things that I wish I'd get in them brain. And so I'm going to use the opportunity to say, no, I believe that it is It is all out there for you to take. Just reach out for it and take it. And if you miss, it's nothing. Do it again.
Surely.
That is what I added. I've always told them that there's no such thing as can't go out and go for anything you want, things like that. You know, the good things like that. And I leave it so them see it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when them fall short, pressure them. Mm-hmm. You know? And really and truly it is in that shortfall that you really find the gem. Because failure is the key, success is not the key. Failure is the key.
Ah, yes sir.
Well said. Not everything short of success is failure, you know.
Huh?
Not everything short of success.
But success is where determinism. Yeah, so.
Success can look different for everybody.
Yeah.
And that is where I want to base my argument. I think everybody really needs to understand that if you have something defined as your measure of success. So if tomorrow my measure of success is I get up and I have a red cup in front of me, I'm successful by my standard.
Correct.
And that is the only thing that matters.
Mm.
Because I'm living my life, I'm not living yours, nobody else. I'm not living my life. You understand what I'm saying? So I encourage people every day, make sure y'all live your life. Don't try to live nobody else's life. Don't try to please nobody. Don't try to live up to nobody else's standards. That's impossible. Satisfy yourself. Try to take care of everybody else after that.
Satisfy yourself.
Yeah. We're not going to try after that part.
I can tell you something though, Kofi.
Not once.
Just before we left.
Yeah.
You know, say, this country where me grow, you know, the happiest I've ever seen people is the people who have what me consider to be the least.
Always.
Because their happiness is not lying in nothing physical or tangible.
We just have said, enough time. We
happiness is a state of mind.
We just need
to just like Marley's use brokenness as an example. Brokenness is a state of mind. You think them people think them poor?
My bank manager does not agree that brokenness is a state of mind.
We're going to talk about this in the next episode.
Brokenness is a state of bank statement.
Until next week, we have been unscripted.
Yeah.
You're going to say